You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening. Okay, so this is the impromptu start for The Drive Home. I didn't think we were going to do this, but and I didn't really have the energy, but
you said you didn't want to.
I didn't want to, and I was like, I know, it was all me. I was like, I didn't have much to say about the movie, and I didn't, like, it was really good, and blah, 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 blah.
We're talking about Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, we're talking about Crazy Rich Asians.
September 14th, 2018.
Thank you for setting us up, Blair. What about the name of the show?
I just said it was Crazy Rich Asians. Where are you?
Oh, no, I was going to say the podcast, Drive Home with Casey and Blair. So we were just talking about, we were like, oh no, we're not going to talk about this, but then we ended up anyway. So, anyway, we were talking about some of the things we liked and disliked, and one of the things that just lastly came up was the fact that they did things that were not as conventional.
Yeah, spoilers as always. For example, they had her, so she's on the bachelorette party, and bad things happened to her on the bachelorette party. They kind of prank her.
Like a big bad prank.
Yeah,
like
really bad. Really nasty.
They kill a fish and put it in her bed. Like, to that degree, we have to actually tell you. Like, it's, and it was a big fish, and it was like a bloody mess, and it was pretty gross. But given...
Normally, if that happened in any other romantic comedy, her character would have some excuse for why she couldn't tell.
Yeah, and it seemed like they were going in that direction, but...
Like, she'd have, be like, oh, I don't want to stress him out. He's with his family. He has a lot of pressure. Some excuse or reason, like, I can't, blah, 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 blah. And then it would come up in some explosion later. She'd be, like, blubbering messy. Like, oh, what? I thought you were having a good time. But instead, she actually told him as it happened, and relay, and I was saying it's kind of redundant because she relayed to him, and we saw she laid out exactly what happened, which we already know what happened.
So yeah, but
it was really refreshing because it was realistic.
Yeah, you may have missed that, but she was saying it was very refreshing because it's realistic, because we don't really get those moments in movies.
But that actually would happen, like if that happened to me.
Yeah, like
that
was a pretty significant thing. Like
I would be like.
They put a dead fish in my fucking bed. They gutted it and put it on my bed.
It was awful.
And she did that. She absolutely did that. I really liked Constance Wu in this. I think she did a great job.
She was amazing. Some of the other actors, the ancillary characters we were saying, were not that great. Beautiful, though. Oh, my God. Those were some good-looking people. Jeez Louise.
Mean good-looking Asians? Because it's majority Asians.
Yeah, but they're people.
Yes, I know that. But the whole cast was pretty much Asian.
They were casting on looks, not necessarily acting ability.
Yes, that might have been a thing. Also, this is not meant to in any way, because the casting pool for certain demographics. I mean, it's hard to cast certain demographics.
You're just saying that from experience because you just went through this.
Yes, I've had to cast a lot of different minorities, and you never know what group of background of a character is going to be hard to have people come out and audition for. And they basically like took the entire casting block and said, "Okay, hire everybody," because it's that many.
I think they hired from
Singapore.
Europe, right? Singapore. I mean, I don't know because they all had European accents, right? Like,
well, you got to remember who's teaching English in certain places, and I think they did the way they set up the beginning was that they set it up that he has an English accent because he was raised in like England.
No, they were all raised in Singapore.
Well, they're raised in Singapore, but they did that scene in England for a reason.
I thought that was just because he didn't have an English accent.
It was an English accent.
No,
it felt a little bit, but...
It was almost like an English... Somewhere where England has colonized.
Which would be Singapore and Malaysia and...
I don't want to sound dumb.
Philippines.
So I'm not going to stop talking about this because I'm...
No, well, the Philippines is a U.S. colony.
But it wasn't an English accent.
Okay.
For sure. It was something fancy.
Fancy accents.
Yeah, he had a fancy. He talked fancy.
It was really interesting.
Man, it was beautiful.
There were starving children in America.
That was so funny.
Oh my God, because it's kind of sad, but kind of true in some ways.
Like saying in China, finish your dinner. There are starving children in America, which is so true, because 1 in 6 kids are starving in America.
And not in these other countries. Well, maybe actually. And well, Singapore, though, I don't think so. Singapore is one of the cleanest countries in the world.
So what else were the other thing that was not conventional was we were expecting her, when she meets the family for the first time, to come in and kind of make a fool out of herself, which she did, but in like a very slight
realistic
way, like
way.
A realistic, mild way. Like she messed up who was who. And her spilling wine on her boyfriend was kind of like, she didn't spill wine on like the mom. Like she spilled wine on her boy. Like
he had another shirt and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. It was like,
he lived in this place. So it's like, oh, I'll just go upstairs and change. Just hang out here, hang out with him. I'll be right back. It was a great setup actually for introducing somebody else.
It was all very mild. But she did embarrass herself. It wasn't like some kind of, Adam Sandler, you know, no. One thing happens after another, kind of.
No, there were no like cringy moments of like, this is the guy, the girl's in the bathroom and like blah 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 blah. Like she's hiding. None of those weird level gimmicks. It actually felt very genuine and very real in that way.
I really appreciated the best friend character. It was, I mean, the whole thing was fairly cliche in the way it was set up, you know.
But they were all so genuine that you felt attached.
Yeah, and they all did such a good job being the cliche that they were supposed to be. This movie was like Cinderella meets Twilight meets The Princess Diaries.
Yes.
And it was exactly that, but done in a new way, and it made us cry, and it
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I cried a lot during this film. I was kind of surprised. Like,
it was emotional.
It was very touching, the moments, and I really... One of the interesting things about this movie is, do you realize that the relationship of this movie is not about her and him? The relationship is about her and his mother. And it's that the entire movie is like that.
And her mother.
Yes.
A surprise twist for that at the end.
Yes.
Which we really weren't expecting, but they were embedding it all along. Which I wasn't expecting that. But they really were setting it up.
What do you mean embedding all along?
Well, the whole time she's talking about, I'm raised by a single mom, my father's dead, I was raised by... Like, she's introducing herself, and they're all asking about her family, and she's setting it up, this is my history. And we met her mom early on in that one little scene. So we're familiar with her story, and we're comfortable with her story, just the way she is. And then for them to flip it at the end, we feel as shocked as she does.
Because she didn't know either.
No.
Yeah, which I thought was great. It's such a great reveal. It's like, and then the boyfriend's like, she didn't know either. Like, you just dipped your pen into black ink.
And they did a great job, too, setting up in the beginning. They did a lot of plant payoffs this really well this
time.
Oh,
yes.
With her playing poker and her economics game.
That was great.
And then her choosing to give the winning piece. I'm assuming she had the winning piece for Mahjong and she gave it to the mom as a symbol. I mean, I don't know how Mahjong works, that the way they were playing it. I just know, like, the cell phone version.
She gave away the piece because she could have won or something.
Yeah, I'm assuming she could have won and she chose to give it to the mom because she knows she needed it too.
She let the mom win, basically.
Yeah, she was letting her win.
Which is a great symbolism of, like... Because in the beginning, there's a really big thing about, like, the opponent that she's playing has everything to lose in the pot that they are, so they're always going to fold. She's never going to fold. That was one of the things. It's like, I'm going to fold to let you win.
So, that was set up really nicely.
It's also good reverse psychology because she played the mom.
It was also just really fun to see all the extravagant stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was really
like
interesting.
Like, the wedding. I mean, I didn't think they were going to spend that much time at the ceremony, but the fact that they had so much to show us, because it was just, look how fun and fancy this is. There really wasn't much story. I guess they did spend a little time story progressing in that they had a scene where the mom sees how much the son and the girlfriend love each other in that scene.
Yeah.
So there was that moment.
She also... but here's the thing is she saw the writing on the wall. That's why she needed to step in. I think that was a motivating catalyst in the story of like, yeah. of like, okay, I see this. Let's, all right, go ahead. Let me know what you found.
Yeah. And we also understand that they, that she will step in relationships. Okay. And
we can't have left there.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a train regardless.
Well, we have to go down Walnut.
And oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
that's too late now. So it was how she showed the other cousin who was with that actress
mm-hmm.
as such a floozy. And she said like Bernard, whatever that cousin's name was. There, she's like, do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is just showing that she will step in people's relationships and actively destroy them.
Yeah.
Which is another good demonstration. What is this restaurant? Why have I never seen it before?
Ostoniano Seven Mares.
All right, great.
Mexican seafood.
Okay.
Looks like a pretty authentic place. But it's slamming tonight. Look at that.
Yeah, dang.
Friday night.
So.
Actually, right this time. I've been saying it all week.
I know. You thought it was Friday for like 3 weeks.
I'm losing my mind.
I really enjoyed it. Like, I would definitely. I feel like I'm looking forward to watching it again when it comes out on like Netflix or.
Yeah, same here. Well, I don't know if I could. It might lose its charm a bit in its surprise at what it is, but I would like to watch some of the other details and what's going on.
Yeah, just to kind of watch it knowing how it. And to watch that from the beginning.
Yeah, and see how they do the setups. Because it was really intelligently written. Very well written. I felt that like some of the dialogues and the setups, they were... one of the things about movies that they do is they don't really set you up to have conversations in really good environments and atmospheres. They kind of like bland it over. And I thought that this one did a very good job of that. Like, just they were active when they were talking. Like, they were doing something in these places. Like, the whole, like, he's talking to her as she's getting on the coach in, on the airplane, and they're walking, and he's helping people along the way.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's a really good, like, active moment in there, I think. Like, a really good setting for it, and lots of places, lots of, like, stuff like that. Like, the two bachelor parties where they had the opposing, perspectives of, like, the best man is like trying to, it's sort of like poison the other guy, and the one girl is trying to poison the girl, you know, put poison, drops of poison in their ear to destroy their relationship. And so you get like that parallel between the two. And so it's like, I don't know, I like that cross cutting there. That was good.
I thought they were going to bring back the, what did he call it, Asia One? The how fast news got to his mom when they were at the cafe.
Oh.
They only did that bit once.
I liked how they did that because it showed how big these people are in the world. It was what they did that to establish. Also, I think that, A, we're not Asian, so if anybody wants to contribute to
if this.
This
is a cultural.
There might be a culture. I think it's a cultural thing about, like, what they call it, the Asian line?
I think he called like Asia One.
Yeah, something like that, Asia One, where everyone talks to everybody. I believe that's a thing. Earth Cafe has a sign. See it?
Yeah, I know. It's been taken forever.
Yeah.
Still all boarded up.
Well, they gutted the building to nothing, so they've had to build it completely from the inside out. And I think they're doing like a full restoration job on it as well. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is your brother on the...
Oh, yeah, he might be.
Doesn't look like it.
Nope, that's the bartender guy. Nope, not running the trolley tonight.
So, I thought they would bring that back at least in a minor form. Like, they would have some joke or something where our two main characters are in a corner talking, and then an ancillary character rushes over and is like, "I just heard the news."
I saw that whole thing as just a setup for how big they are and revealing that.
But. I see. Oh, that was confusing.
Well, there's a lot of crazies out tonight.
A lot of commotion in the circle.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of animation and stuff, and they did do more animation, just not as frequently.
Ooh, that place is open. That's a lease. That'd be like a good place for a stage. There's no entertainment in the circle. We'd love to see it there.
Talking about the Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town Circle. Anyway, one of the things that I did say, but oh my god, every fucking light. One of the things that I was saying before we started recording was I felt that it was way too much music. Like, there were moments where, like, there was score and so many dramatic moments to heighten them that it felt overdone at one point. Like, especially when it got to the point where the other, the rich girl who's super sweet leaves her husband who's not rich.
Uh-huh.
Astrid. Yeah, Astrid. That whole thing. That scene just had way too much, like, score on top of it. That's when I really noticed it. But I really liked the renditions of all the songs in Chinese. I really liked that. I thought that was a really good touch. Like, it felt more authentic that way.
I didn't really actively notice the music as much. I just know that I was having fun, and that usually has a lot to do with the score.
Yeah. My take on this movie, and the reason why I really loved it, was the fact that everybody was a very clear and concise character.
Yes, that is true. We understood everyone.
Yes, very simply. And there was a large cast.
It was.
Very large cast. And it could be easy to lose track of a character in there if they all were blended into the same, but they were all so different that it was really easy to see who was who. And a very huge cast.
Yeah, no, they were, like the cousin that was quote unquote into his, like, the family man, and he's like, "These are all my best angles."
Mm-hmm.
In every photo, he's always stiff. And he's always, like, rude.
Yeah, because he's blunt.
Mm-hmm.
The shrewd one.
Characters were very clearly written, very clearly understood.
And a very female empowerment movie, like, in terms of the dialogue of the... There's a lot of subtext in the film if you watch closely about, like, talking with the princess about the macroeconomics of investing in female entrepreneurs. And, like, there's a lot of very contemporary ideals in this film, which you can kind of see from it. But I like that. I thought it fit the theme of the film, and also showed off that there are aspects of the new woman that, like, because what I saw in that moment when they're in the actual cathedral is like the old world versus new world female in a way. Like, the mom was like old world, like, "No, this is the way, and the way that I do things that are right." And then the princess was not. The princess was kind of ousted from them in a little bit, but she is the new world of wave of, like, and she was being ostracized, but yet she had new ideas and things. And that's why she was able to get along so well with our main character.
That's an astute observation. You know what, I did feel like it was kind of missing an epilogue.
It was very short epilogue, like, "Oh, we're staying here for one more day, celebrate, look over at the mom," and yeah. But I think, actually, I'm okay with it because the ring, the green ring was a very easy thing to see coming.
You did call that.
Oh, big time. Oh, that was like, I saw that coming, when she was on the stairs, I saw that scene happen. When she was saying that, She was not able to give her mother's ring. That was the foreshadowing for that event.
But I thought, you know, they still need to figure out a lot.
Oh yeah, no, it was a pretty long movie actually.
I mean, I wanted to see him. Is he gonna take over the family business, or are they staying in New York, or what are they doing? What's the plan? And I also thought that they were gonna have the mom meet up with the
other mom.
With what's her face's mom, the Rachel's mom.
Yeah.
Meet up with her college, or you know, Rachel's dad. Mm-hmm. While she's in China.
Yeah, I don't think that they had enough bandwidth in the movie to do that, like in terms of story space. There's just too much to put in there at that point. It was already a long movie, and they did so much already with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yeah, we're here. We liked it. Go see it.